So we're defining the parsha of Ol HaGiyurim. So the Ramban says that why are these Ol HaGiyurim? You have three cases. One case is where he's Shavuos Eidus, and that's even B'mezim. And then Shavuos Bitui is B'halomov. And the third case is Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav B'halomov. Okay. So the Ramban explains, the Ramban says that why are these different? He says the first two are not chayv ekrisis, because in Shvu you're not chayv karas if you're over. And he says, and the third, why Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav is chayv karas? So he says, but over there, since he's also a mitzvah, so the Torah he kilol off. Torah was makel on it. So apparently, according to the Ramban, there's two concepts here. That in the case of Shavuos, he has no shayches to chatas whatsoever. And the din chatas wouldn't apply to him, because there's no chayv ekrisis. So it's special averas that were delineated. And that's why by Shavuos Eidus it's even been mazed. And Shavuos Bitui, Dafka Bishoge, but again, there's no chiv krisis. So then we have to say, if that's the case, that the carbon ol of a yored is a different min carbon, because he has no shechas to achatas kavua. So it's a different min carbon. It's a different min chatas. But with regard to what? To Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, over there, he's Shayach B'chatos, because he is Chayach Krisus. The only thing is that the Torah he kilol of, because most of the time when this happens, he's also a mitzvah. Okay, so there you have to say that vis-a-vis Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, it's a real Chatos with a kul. So just that the Torah gives you this formula of Ol HaGiyurim, but really there's two Ol HaGiyurim. One is a different min carbon, and one is a chatas with a kula. Okay? Depends who we're talking about. Okay.